please, let's all stand for the doxology.
So glad that all of you have come to worship with us this morning, visitors and members alike. And we just pray God's blessings upon you as we worship the Lord together. They tell me that we had some Christmas bags left over, so there's some here and then some at the other door, if you'll help yourself to those as you leave. Just be blessed. We're going to repeat what happened last Sunday night. They did such a great job, and there's some that didn't get to come because of the weather. And so we're so glad to just be blessed again. I appreciate all of y'all concerned about me last week. The only thing hurt was my dignity and my pride. One of my old-time friends texted me and told me I was too old to be practicing for the gymnastics team. But for those that don't know, I took a flip off the steps out there in the yard, and I appreciate these young ladies for helping me up and collecting up all of my stuff. It's good to be in God's house, and I pray that you'll have a wonderful Christmas, blessed Christmas, a Jesus-honoring Christmas. May we pray. Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us. Oh, Father, we just know how precious it is. We can gather as your people in the name of your Son, Jesus, and remember all that he did for us on the cross. And it all started with a manger in Bethlehem. And Father, thank you for loving us. Now we pray your anointing upon those who lead us in music. We pray your anointing upon the children as they do their part in the service. And Father, I pray for every person that's here and anybody that's listening on the website or anybody that's listening in the parking lot, that today would be a day that you'd be sure of your salvation, ready for the Lord to come. And Lord, we thank you for making it possible that we can spend an eternity with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Ed. Good morning, everyone, and Merry Christmas to you all. It's good to see you this morning. I have a few announcements this morning that I'm going to go over with you, and then we'll do some prayer requests, and we'll go into our Christmas program. Wanted to be sure to remind you of the surveys. Each of you should by now have a copy of the survey that we passed out among you. The survey simply wants to know how you feel, what you'd like to see, what things you'd like to have changed, if anything. All of that is part of the survey. So please get those turned in, and we'd like to get those just as absolutely, by certainly next Sunday, please, turned in. Okay? Appreciate that. You've already been told about the bags, the extra bags in the back. If you didn't get one, or if you know someone that you'd like to pass one along to, somebody need one, you can do that too. Please make sure you do that. The Lottie Moon offering, or the Lottie Moon Christmas offering, we'll finish up next Sunday, and we're moving right along. I noticed, Brenda, where are we now?
$2,300.
We're at $2,300 right now and still moving. So thank you all for your generosity. It's beautiful. Christmas card directors, I hope you've all got your cards picked up by now. If you don't, there's still some back here in the mailboxes. Please go by and check your mailboxes today. Next Sunday will be a call conference, and the purpose of the call conference will be to approving a member of the stewardship committee. So be prepared for that. And also, next Sunday is the fifth Sunday. It would be the Lord's Supper. Don't forget also, at the end of the service today, we will have a Christmas love offering for our pastor. There'll be someone at the back and someone at the front to be able to do that. So don't forget to do that, all right? Have I forgotten anything at all, anywhere? Okay, with that being said, we'll go to the prayer request. At prayer request at this time, I've been asked to remember the Jim Cameron family. I understand his grandson has been diagnosed with cancer and is in Levine Children's Hospital, undergoing chemo, I believe, this week. So let's remember Jim, also to the death in the family as well. Who did you say? I'm sorry.
It was the little boy's grandma
on the other side. Only grandmother, okay. So there's a death in the family too. So that family is experiencing some rough times right here at Christmas. So let's be sure that we remember the Jim Cameron family. Yes, Robert.
I'd like to remember the Ralph Hudson family.
Ralph Hudson, okay. Family. There's a death there, Robert. Okay. Anyone else? Yes, we've got to remember Lori and the family there. Lori has lost her brother-in-law. Yep. So I think she's down. Lori is down in Alabama today. So be sure to remember Lori, and let's remember her and her travel and the family. All right. If there's no one else, then let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for another opportunity you've given us, Lord, to come before you. And Lord, before we ask you for anything, let us just say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, as another year is about to end, Lord, the time just flies by. But Lord, we just thank you for the blessings you've given us, each and every one. Thank you for the ones that are here today. We pray a special blessing upon them and their families. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this time of service that we have today. And Lord, we want to ask your blessing upon us today as we present this musical to the church today. We pray, Lord, that you would anoint our voices and we'll be able to sing as we've never sung before. Be with our pastor, then, Lord, the young children of the church, and we pray for them as they have a part in the service today as well. Thank you for their leaders. Thank you for all those who've had a part. And thank you for the leadership of our church. We continue to pray for them. But Lord, today as we remember specifically, we want to remember the Jim Cameron family. We lift up Stroud Cameron. Lord, we pray for him, Cameron Stroud. And we pray for him this morning. We pray for the Ralph Hudson family this morning, lifted up to you. And then Lord, for Lori and her family as they have lost her brother-in-law, Lord, and the family has lost a loved one. We pray for them as well. Now, Lord, we ask a special blessing upon the service today. And Lord, we'll be very, very, very careful to give you all the honor and all the glory. For it's in your name we pray. Amen. We always do a hymn sing. And we have a hymn sing that's part of our musical program today. It's called The First Noel. And if you would please stand with me and let's sing The First Noel this morning. be seated. Wish someone a Merry Christmas this morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We're going to repeat what we did on the last weekend, and we're doing this because the weather was so horribly bad that we had a lot of people that couldn't make it. And then we've got visitors today, and we welcome all of our visitors today. You are indeed our special guest, and we thank you for being here. And so we want to do that today. So we're going to want to represent this program of music. It's going to representing up here is our praise team quartet, and we got a quartet out of this group here, and I think that's wonderful. You're going to love it because we changed our parts around so much, and back and forth we go to make it work in harmony. And we also worked, I'm not making excuses, but we're working with choral arrangement back into a quartet arrangement. And it turned out really, God blessed us. To him all the glory belongs. There's no question about it. So we're going to start off with just tell me the story of Jesus medley. And as we get into these other songs that you recognize, just feel free to sing along with us, and that's perfectly fine. All right, Mr. West.
Oh,
all right. Yeah, it's all right.
I want to just mention that it was fun, too, as we went through these selections from the years past of cantatas, because we would stand there and we would look in a book and we'd say, oh, yeah, we remember when we did this, or we've got this person's name in our book.
Or we've got to do this.
Or we've got to do this one. So it was just sort of fun going back and looking at our old cantata boxes and pulling out songs and just remembering and picking out favorites, is what it was, and creating the story. That's sort of how it happened.
This is one of them, too.
Yes, this one's one of them.
Beautiful Star. This is one that we always, every year, we're saying, you got to sing this one. At some point, you got to sing this song. Eva Ann Howard alone, she's on
here. And Jeff.
Yes, and Jeff's favorite.
And Jeff, of course, it is. Jeff told me it's his favorite. So, big guy, this is for you then. How's that? Beautiful Star, Bethlehem. Let's do it.
Giving a light.
We now have one for you all to sing with us, but you all can remain seated and just relax. It's Christmas Eve, and you might be tired, so just relax. And we're going to sing Angels We Have Heard on High. We'll sing all the verses, okay?
About why we chose to sing all four verses, because I know they're long, but as we were trying to decide which ones to whittle away, we thought, you know, they all tell the story, and so we decided to do them all, because as you are reading them and singing them, they tell the entire story, and we couldn't just leave one verse out, because then you wouldn't have the full story. So,
amen.
So when we become breathless, you'll understand.
That's why we need you to help us on the
congregation. Yes, yes.
this next song that we're going to sing for you, the quartet's going to sing for you. It's sing a song about Christmas, and they kid me about this one because it's got so many words that you have to sing so fast. And the older I get, the more I realize that I can't sing quite as fast as I used to, can't run quite as fast as I used to either.
Can't walk.
But this song is a beautiful song, but it does also include a bunch of old favorites in there too. It's kind of jumped in there too. So when we get to those, join with us, okay? Sing a song about Christmas. Go with. That's a happy song, and this song we're going to sing now is my favorite song, Pastor. I've said this before, but what a lovely name. No other name like Jesus. And that's what the song says, Wes.
Thank you.
Sing Go Tell It on the Mountain, and that's not what we're just, it's up on the board here. Just relax, sing along with us. Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Over the hills and everywhere, sing, go tell.
the one there. All right, we're going to do this next song that we're going to do for you. We had to try a couple of different arrangements of it, but it's a beautiful song, needs to be sung every single Christmas, O Holy Night.
And we must mention that thank you, Wesley and Jeff, because you got to realize we're picking out all of these songs from all of these different books, and then we just hand it to them and say, here this is.
Fix this.
And make it right. And so thank you, fellas, for working with us. They had a lot of endurance, changing up things and redoing and, yes.
Making us practice CDs. And,
yes. Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
Stop.
Thank you. The last song we're going to sing for you tonight is a beautiful, beautiful song about the manger. Oh, babe, it's a silent night. Please do, yeah, do that. Okay.
Thank you. We have two more songs that are going to be singing. Come up and join us.
Children would like to come while I read the Christmas story. Y'all just come down and be seated. Fine. So good looking children. The Bible tells us about the birth of Jesus, and you've got the things there, the manger and the baby. It says, it came to pass in those days there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, everyone in his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. Came to pass that to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in their heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. And if y'all sit there just 1 minute. You know, may we have the wisdom that the shepherds had. May we run to Jesus. May we worship Jesus. And may we tell others about Jesus. That's the three things they did. Once they heard the news, they went to make sure it was true for themselves. And once they made sure that Jesus was really there and that he was the Savior, they worshiped him. And then it says they went out and told it. And I pray that if there's anybody listening to my voice that doesn't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you can give yourself the best Christmas gift of all, salvation, if you'll just come to Jesus, admit that he is the Savior, that he died, that he rose again, and invite him into your heart and life to be your Lord and Savior. And then please tell somebody. Give them a good Christmas gift, a good gift that they might come to know him as Lord and Savior. May we pray. Father, we thank you for this time of worship. We thank you for those who've led us, those who've blessed our hearts. We thank you for these precious children. Lord, we remember that Jesus said, Let the little children come unto me, and don't forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Father, we thank you for these children. May they grow up, each one of them, to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. May we as pastor, parents, grandparents, and teachers teach and live an example before them that they'll want the Savior that we have. And Father, I pray that if there's anybody listening to my voice, either in this room, out in the parking lot, or on the website, that today they'll give their heart and life to the Lord, that they'll know the joy. Good news to all men, a Savior is born, and that Savior is Jesus. Father, we celebrate Jesus today. Now may the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord be gracious to you, make his face to shine upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.